talk a little bit about Devontae's contribution
to
the game.
Wow, huge, wasn't it? You know, we earlier I said that to somebody else. You know, we didn't tell him we were going to ride him and put it on his shoulders, and he had to step up and play. Try not to do that to anybody, even to D-Row. But more importantly, you know, we needed to have a big game by him. We needed to have a big game by Ketchmark. And I think if you look at, go back and watch the video, both those dudes had great games. And we're proud of both of them. They kind of carried the load. Devontae probably just got a little bit more because he toted the mail a little bit more. But I tell you what, Ketchmark had a big run down there. You know, he put the ball on the money a few times where you just go, whoo, like it. So they did a great job. Jesuit's a well-coached football team. Their kids play hard. They did a great job defensively against us. Late in the third, going into the fourth, doing some things with their front, with their linebackers that gave us some issues and gave us some troubles up front with our young guys. Our young guys were able to refocus, and we talked to them there. That one little timeout, we kind of refocused them, got them really penciled in on what we were doing, and we were able to move that last drive all the way down and score. It was an awesome drive.
Well, and then right before that last extra point, you call a timeout. Was that to tell you guys to calm down?
That was just to make sure, not necessarily, I didn't want to focus them on how important it was. I just wanted to make sure that they understood what they were supposed to do, give them an opportunity to relax. We had a young kicker. I wanted to make sure, I didn't want to ice him, but I wanted to, you know, pat him on the back and say, hey, dude, you drilled him all night long. Keep it up. You know, the only one that you didn't, it wasn't your fault. So we just wanted to take a little bit of time to give them an opportunity to focus because we did have that one hiccup. So
had an interception early. Defense played exceptional tonight.
Defense played our best game. We challenged them all week long that we were going to have to step up and play to the level that we felt like we were capable of playing. We hadn't done that this year, and really proud of our guys. Against an offense like that that really moves the ball around a bunch, does a great job in their run game, but then also sets up their passing game. They got a tremendous receiver, and, boy, I was really proud of our guys. We had a couple of picks. You know, a couple of big hits that put the ball on the ground. We had a couple of big stops. You know, the big one down there and going into the scoreboard end zone, that was huge there at the end of the game, man. That stop on the two-point conversion. Wow. It's big time, man. And I'm just really proud of our guys. Did a great job tonight. It was a great win. Our fans were awesome. The band was blaring. And we're really proud of them and the job they did for us tonight. We're really wishing them well for tomorrow. That's what we did there at the end, making sure they knew we were appreciative of them staying here until 11 o'clock.
Two more games,
yep.
But in a way, next week you're playing for the district championship.
Well, if you were in that huddle at the end, man, all I said is it, man. You got one game to get that shot that you wanted, and that's, you know, Skyline at the Boneyard next week for DC-10. And our guys have been kind of penciled that in. That's not our ultimate goal, but, you know, that's on the hit chart. That's a couple of them up. And so it's going to be a great game. You know, I don't know how they did tonight. I'm sure they took care of business. I don't know how anybody else did in our district tonight, but it's going to be a fun one next week at the Boneyard, man.